It's here and now, and there's a new post-recession reality when it comes to college costs. Families are unwilling to pay more out of pocket or borrow more, even as college costs continue to increase. That's according to the authors of the new Sallie Mae report on how America pays for college. The number of families ruling out college choices because of cost continues to go up as colleges struggle with revenue shortfall. So, a problem for colleges, but is it also a problem for a future workforce in America? Reporter John Marcus from the nonpartisan, nonprofit education news site, The Hechinger Report, joins us in the studio. John, go through this report first, just the key findings.
Well, if you widen the lens a little bit, what's been going on here is good news for students and their families, which is that they're paying less money to go to college than they did a few years ago. The new report that just came out shows that the spending is leveling off, but that's after a 13% decline last year. The survey tends to suggest that colleges and universities have sort of come to the limit of what families, including high-income families, are willing to pay for college education.
Well, I was just going to say, and I know Jeremy wants to jump in here too, but you say they're paying less, but it's because they're refusing to pay more, so they're making different school choices.
That's one of the reasons, and the schools are encouraging this to a degree by discounting the prices that they charge. There's a sticker price and then there's a net price. The net price is what families pay on the basis of once you subtract financial aid and grants and institutional discounts.
Well, it's not even, you know, this early on, you know, the tuition and just getting in. It's secondary expenses, living while you're there.
Also very expensive, and what families are doing now is encouraging their students to live off campus, which is cheaper, double, triple up on roommates, live at home increasingly to save money. Those additional expenses are a significant part of the cost of college these days.
John, if families aren't going to foot the bill to the extent that they have been, who's going to step in? Is it just going to be more borrowing?
Well, you know, as I say, it's good news for families and students. It's really, really bad news for universities and colleges because what's going on here is that they have to increasingly discount their price. There is what is called in higher education the discount rate, which is the proportion of their revenues from tuition that universities and colleges have to turn around and give back in the form of discounts and financial aid just to fill seats. And the discount rate has soared. It's now 42% of revenues goes back out the door in the form of financial aid. So even while universities are increasing their tuition at what looks like double the rate of inflation, they're actually falling behind because more of that money is going back out.
Well, I know that one of the key groups that has been hit by higher college costs in general has been middle-income people, people that don't have enough money to pay the full freight, but they also can't qualify for some of the financial aid. If there's going to be less financial aid going out there, does that then bring up the question of low-income people more than middle-income?
Well, the middle class is definitely being squeezed. Low-income people still tend to be more likely to be eligible for financial aid, although increasingly universities and colleges are allocating merit aid, what's called merit aid to families that don't meet the federal definition of financial need, just to raise their standing in the college rankings, because those affluent students tend to have higher SAT scores, higher class rank, higher GPAs. And that is happening to the detriment of low-income students. What middle-class kids are apparently doing is leaving private universities and colleges, which are significantly more expensive, and opting for public universities and colleges. The total share of enrollment going to private universities and colleges has been falling.
Yeah. You know, we've talked quite a bit about why the costs of college are going up. People have different opinions. I remember the fellow who wrote a book about how it's because colleges are increasingly hiring administrative side. They're spending so much money on administrators. That was one thought. I asked you during the break, do you think it's because we heard in the last few years about colleges just doing all this building? You have to have a climbing wall. You have to have five pools, not just one. What is driving the costs?
Well, there's those factors that you mentioned are among the many things that are driving the cost of college education higher. It's very labor intensive providing a university education. One of the things that's going to shake out this industry is the lower cost of providing education online, for example. Clay Christensen, the Harvard Business School guy famous for disruptive innovation, talks about how within 15 years, half of universities will be bankrupt. And I think that's perhaps a little bit of an exaggeration, but those kinds of competing ways of providing an education are going to take a toll. The amenities continue to be built. Even after the economic downturn, universities and colleges built record spent record amounts on new buildings, new facilities. Everybody wants to build a new building and put their name on it. But those things cost a great deal of money to maintain and to support. And student support services, which parents and students increasingly demand in exchange for these very high rates of tuition, counseling, tutoring, those kinds of services are also very expensive.
I want to focus on what you just said about online courses and that being a bigger part of the future. I interviewed Mark Udoff, who's the outgoing president of the University of California system, and he indicated that there are a lot of people who are not on board with the idea of online courses playing a huge role in the future of higher education.
And a lot of recent research shows that all those people that are not on board are right. The so far, the results, what little research exists about the effectiveness and outcomes from online education show that it doesn't work. It doesn't, or at least it doesn't work to the degree that its proponents suggest that it will. There have been particular experiments at in California, as a matter of fact, not at the UC system, but in the state university system in California, that have been suspended because they found that the students weren't doing as well by taking online courses as they would have in a brick-and-mortar class.
So it's not a silver bullet.
Not yet. I mean, we're still it's very trendy. People like me and who cover higher education write about online education quite a lot, but no one really knows yet if it works.
Yeah, well, you know, whenever we do these stories, we hear from people who say, why does everyone have to go to college? It's an elitist thought. And I know young people, gap year would be a great idea. But on the other hand, what does it mean for our workforce? If people, we're constantly being told that we need to either re-educate or educate people for the new economy, what does it mean in about the minute that we have?
Well,
if people say, I'm not going to go, I'm not going to pay for it.
That's an interesting question about which there is also a new dispute. That is that the Georgetown Center for Education and the Workforce recently projected that we'll be short by 5 million skilled college-educated workers by, I believe it was 2020, might have been 2025. But some economists say that that's not really true, that we are producing enough skilled workers and that not everyone needs to go to college. And based on this Sallie Mae report, a lot of parents are deciding that they don't need to send their kids to college after all.
Boy, quite something. John Marcus of the nonpartisan nonprofit education news site, The Hechinger Report. John, always eye-opening. We want to pick up with that maybe at another time, what the future looks like. But thanks so much.
Thank you.
And parents out there, students, let us know. Have you made this decision? You know, it's just costing too much. We either can't do it or we refuse to do it. Let us know, hereandnow.org. Back in a minute. Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.